you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Mari is the hottest plate I've ever seen.
Good taco.
Good taco. Yeah.
There are plenty of foods that are sexy to eat off of another human. Ground
really,
beef is not one of them.
Look at their eye contact. It makes me sick. I hope they break up.
Jesus.
Yes.
It was both sides.
Both sides?
Yeah, it's got a lot of product in there because that took flame quick.
Yeah.
You called me by a different man's name.
You locked me out. I'm banging on everybody's door.
You locked me out the place?
Does your confidence rely on you showing your ass to people?
I'm not that respectful. Maybe I want my ass cheeks out.
Let's slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina and Morgan are off tonight, so this is my chance to show I'm valuable. Takara Williams and Jackie Schimmel are here. Woo! Welcome back, Takara. Jackie, first time on the show. How do you feel?
I feel alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm very happy to be here.
It was kind of believable. Takara is someone who's been on the show a couple times now, a few times now. Yeah. What's your advice for Jackie?
Just hold on.
Okay,
that's
buckle up, bitch.
Yeah, and it's not even the show we're concerned about. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
I heard.
That's good advice. For him. Okay?
I was briefed.
Yeah, they gave me the big boy chair today, so get used to that. But anyway, let's get started. Taco Tuesday got weird on last night's Bachelor in Paradise. Mari was really feeling her connection with Kenny, so they decided to make things a little spicy.
Mari is the hottest plate I've ever seen. She's a freak. Behind closed doors, you have to watch out.
So uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
And I gotta eat it myself?
Good taco.
Ew.
I have to go.
Ew.
That's disgusting. When they hit that drizzle of whatever the hell
sour
that was.
Sour cream.
We can't talk about it. It wasn't the drizzle for me. I was fine with the drizzle. I was bothered by the rubbing of the... Well, this is not lotion.
It's not lotion.
I don't need to be moisturized. It was meat, and it was pico de gallo on the chest.
And other places where you should not have pico de gallo.
There are plenty of foods that are sexy to eat off of another human. Ground beef is not one of them. That's one of the worst.
There's meat on her chest. Like, I just...
And look at their eye contact. It makes me sick. I hope they break up.
Jesus.
Disgusting. I don't like them.
It would just be me the whole time being like, you are so...
Dry heaving. It's disgusting.
Yeah, warm sour cream does not sound good to me.
I just think that's what alcohol does. That's tequila right there. If there's anything I know what tequila does. And it definitely makes you think that eating a taco off of someone's body is the best thing to do.
So hot.
That's a great point. Because when I'm hammered, it's Jack in the Box tacos at 3 a.m. and then also my ex, you know?
Yeah.
So why not combine the two?
Put them together.
Why not?
All right. Well, moving on. Nicole Richie just turned 40. And if you're looking to attract some hot firefighters at your birthday party, here's a great way to do it.
Yes.
Yes. coming, to be honest.
I did. Plot twist. I saw that hair lean in, and I was like, ah, this is not going to be good. Get your cameras out. And somebody did right on time. And what made me cringe was that it was both sides.
Both sides?
Yeah,
how
that's
do you
not good.
Get, it's like magic right there. It's like you lean in, both sides catch on fire, and then she tapped one, and the other one's full. And you know what? She laughed the whole time.
What a trooper. She's got a lot of product in there because that took flame quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick.
Hair goes up fast.
Yeah. It does.
If you've ever been a dumb boy, you realize that a lot of times growing up. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But there's nothing worse than there being a serious situation and you know the camera's rolling and you keep trying to smile.
Yeah.
Like, this is serious. And they were like, your hair. She's like,
anyway, good for her. Conor McGregor threw out what fans are calling maybe the worst pitch ever at Cubs game. It was so bad, even SportsCenter is trolling him.
We're going to have fun with this.
Oh.
This guy, I didn't teach him how to play baseball, okay?
What?
Hold over there, Conor.
It looks easy when you're in the ring, doesn't it, Connor?
Look at how tight the sport coat is. How could you? Look
at that. Pants, honey.
Sport coat.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Conor McGregor's a real bitch, am I right? Yeah.
He's such a bitch ass. Are we allowed
kidding.
To say that?
Hey, Conor, no, you guys probably are. He'll kill me. So I take it back. It was a joke, Connor.
You threw it over there. You almost threw it behind you at this point. And I just, where? What
at
is
least
over there?
He had aim for Machine Gun Kelly. That's what's important.
He was going for the right target.
He threw the drink.
Yeah, he had his eyes on the prize for that one. This one, I mean.
And the way his arm is bent back, he either looks like the greatest pitcher ever or the worst pitcher ever. Like, there's no in-between right there. He's also side-arming it like a doofus again. I'll fight him any day.
Yeah.
Those are some tight-ass pants.
Yeah, ridiculously.
Too tight.
Are they attractive, though?
No.
That pants that tight on a guy?
Not with that throw. No. No. They'd have to be in conjunction with an amazing throw. Like, oh my God, he wears those tight pants. Where are his balls? And he can throw like that. Great.
Yeah. Are you engaged? Or
married.
Married. Mm-hmm. And you're engaged.
Yeah.
If your husband or partner threw a...
No.
Okay.
No.
Car ride home would be terrible. I'm like, what was that? Why would you do that?
You embarrassed me.
I wasn't even over there. I wasn't even over there. I stood right in front of you. I stood right in front of you and you threw it over there. You talking to somebody over there? Is that what you throwing it over there?
Yeah.
You like that girl over there? It would be terrible.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, good to know. Good. I hope your fiance's watching. Anyway, moving on. Drake was recently at DJ Khaled's house for dinner. Of course, DJ Khaled had to be DJ Khaled before anyone touched their food.
Mm-hmm. Melissa. What do we have for dinner tonight? What do we have for dinner tonight? Chef Melissa, you see the sisters out here. You are all out.
Sorrentino, this is an Alaskan king crab with a lipo butter and anchovy. We have some curry goat, homemade beef patties. These are Chinese long beans that were just charred underneath the stracciatella.
Chef Melissa, what do we have for dinner tonight?
Artichoke salad.
What's this, Chef Melissa? This looks like it smells so truffle.
Coming around, this cavatelli with what? Bolognese?
Yeah, bolognese, cavatelli.
Chef Melissa.
Chicken parm.
When I told you it was
chicken
coming.
Parm.
Brown stew chicken. We got Caribbean Italian.
Wow.
Shut up, DJ Khaled. Damn it, shut up.
Drake's like, bitch, I'm hungry. Shut the f*** up. If it's cold, hold. If it's warm, swarm. I made that up.
Right now?
The second part, I made up.
Wow, well done.
That was good.
Thank you.
Someone needs to tell that to DJ Khaled.
Thank you, guys.
Bar.
Yeah.
I don't know, Hunter. Would you be able to wait that long? And somebody's like, what do we have, Melissa? We got oxtails and stew beef, and you got your hand in. And what do we have, Melissa? And we got this in his time. And what do we have, Melissa?
Melissa's like, dude, let the people
it's
eat
right
the
here.
Food.
Chef Melissa's like, shut the f*** up right now.
Yeah. She's so pissed.
Listen, he's got a thing. People love it. I am so not a fan of repetitive people.
Yeah.
Like, he's... I mean, almost cartoonish with it. But there are people who will, like, just say Chef Melissa politely three times, and you're like, we know who the f*** you're talking
Thank
to.
You. What's sex like?
With DJ Khaled?
God, what's
DJ Khaled!
DJ Khaled is He's on his way. You ready? Like, shut up.
But the good news is,
too niche.
If he makes you once, you know that on the way there's another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Yeah, you know, you're gonna do it a couple times. Anyway, we have to take a break. But coming up, a reality star calls her husband the wrong name, but his response is surprisingly more shocking. Plus, a jealous boyfriend tries to control his girlfriend's wardrobe. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to Nightly Pop on tonight's episode of Married at First Sight. One little slip up may end a marriage. Rachel accidentally called her husband Jose by the wrong name, and he did not handle it well.
The way you expressed that you were not happy, was that okay?
Apparently not.
You called me by a different man's name.
And I immediately apologized, but you locked me out.
You know I lock the door every night. I secure my property before I go to sleep.
Without your wife home.
I don't know where you were at or what you were doing.
Then ask.
Like you just took off.
Then ask.
You locked me out the place? Ooh, honey.
You don't like that.
I don't like the fact that she made a mistake, you know. I call people the wrong names all the time. Girl, he don't care about you. I don't know what camera you in. He don't care.
Yeah.
You can't ruin a marriage. You just started. You don't even know each other that well. Walk away. Get out of here.
That's the thing. They've known each other for 3.5 days. It's okay to mess up the names. They don't know each other.
Thank you.
For sure.
Like, what a drama queen. Jesus, I lock up my property before I go to sleep. Well, mazel tov. Congratulations. That's null and void. Nobody cares. You're being such a little rat.
Yeah.
I like this. Nobody wants
makes
your particle
mad.
Board cabinets. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
We can tell that that's a track home, big guy.
We'll be fine. I couldn't believe that he said, I lock up my property. And she said, without your wife, I don't know where you were. Just ask me.
Yeah.
I would have divorced, whatever it was. I didn't get
annulment.
Time for this. Yeah, annulment. And I would have scratched up his cabinets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm straight forking it all. Nobody
his
wants
property.
This. And leaving the door open when I go.
Oh, yeah. Like, every door, every window.
It's such a guy response to be. She was like, what you did was wrong. And then he goes, apparently. You know? He's like, I guess so. I got in trouble with you and a producer, so I must have f***ed up. Anyway, I really think that they're cute together. The couple drama continued over on TLC's Welcome to Plathville. Mm-hmm. Max sat his girlfriend Mariah down to discuss his deep feelings about her wardrobe.
Ugh.
I got up to use the bathroom. And because you're, like, attractive and you were wearing, like, shorts, whenever I came back, there was, like, a guy trying to talk to you. And it's kind of like, why are you advertising what's not for sale?
I'm not going to try and look less pretty. Like, I have clothes that cover my whole body, and things like that still happen. If people are going to hit on you when you look like trash and hit on you when you look good.
Some of the shorts that you do wear, your cheeks literally do show.
Okay. I don't even know why I'm gonna ask this question, but whose side are we on?
I'm on his side.
No way.
I mean, the cinematography, can we just talk about the zoom in shot of the rips of her jeans?
Yeah.
With like the sliver of tummy.
Yeah.
Genius.
When I saw belly button, I was like, this guy's got a point.
Yeah.
How
for
dare
sure.
she show me that belly button? If it's not for sale, if I can't buy that belly button right now.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think it's okay to do certain things when you're single. But once you get into a relationship, and clearly it looks like it's pretty serious, I think you have to be mindful of how you carry yourself in public because it's a reflection of your partner.
Guys are gonna hit on her no matter what.
I agree. I'm not that respectful. Maybe I want my ass cheeks out.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's up to me. It
maybe
depends
I'm
where
older.
The wind takes me.
Yeah.
I want my wife to show her vagina to everyone. I want everyone to go, look at that lucky guy.
Look at her ass out. Look at those cheeks he's slapping at night.
You That's know? True. Some guys like that.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I think there's a level to everything, and whatever every couple wants to do is fine. But I don't know. I'm also a guy in 2021, so whatever the girl wants to do is right.
That's you know? Right, Hunter. Ding, ding, ding.
WeTV's Marriage Boot Camp returns next month, but this throwback video from season 5 has been making the rounds again. Tammy Roman, Mike, The Situation, and Aubrey O'Day sat down for an interview, and Tammy just couldn't get Aubrey to focus.
Are you willing to give him the benefit of the doubt? Are you willing to give him the benefit of the doubt?
Excuse me, do not do that to my phone.
Well, we're trying to finish a show.
Well, we can finish the show, then
okay,
let's
so
wrap it up.
Okay, so put your phone down so we can finish.
My phone will be wherever I want my phone to be.
Aubrey, we've been here all day, and I've been real cute with you. I'm saying we're on the last 10 minutes,
yo,
so finish the show.
And I don't need to be involved in this stupid act, like, for real.
That's me. Honestly, she's got a point.
I'd have took the phone and threw it across the street.
Oh, I love that.
With the guy who did the pitch, I would have pitched her phone clear out of the stadium.
Have you ever been on a set where someone was being disrespectful and you had to call them out?
I don't like when people are on their phone when you're at a dinner or a brunch. I think it's rude. I've also thrown a phone before. Couple times.
What do you mean, a couple times? Tell us what happened.
I really lost my one day, and I throw like Conor McGregor, Ewan McGregor, who is that guy? I don't know.
Conor McGregor.
Connor. There's too many McGregors. And I didn't have my contacts in, and I know this is probably not something I should be sharing on television, but whatever. I picked up the first thing I could, it was my own phone, and I chucked it out. Bent in half. Bent in half. I still have it.
I don't like when people are on their phone when I'm having a conversation with them. My guy does it all the time.
Does your fiance have that game, one of those, golf game, the fantasy football league?
He's got nothing.
Kill this man.
Okay.
If I look down at my husband watching that, he plays this little digital golf game 24/7, he hides it, and I see that little flick of the phalange, and I just want to break it.
No, he's got nothing. It's Instagram for him. And I'm like, hey, we're going to be a meme in a minute if we don't have a conversation.
Totally.
All right. Well, before you guys take a break in your relationship, we have to take another break. Coming up, a shocking guest ruins a threesome, which is not an easy thing to do. They're so great. Plus, something terrifying could be hiding in your shoes. That's next. Pop, there's a lot of horrible stuff on the internet, but there's also a lot of good stuff, right?
Yes, beautiful.
We're not talking about any of the good stuff. Here's the horrible stuff we found. It's time for Hell to the No-No. All right, first up, this nightmare from Six Brown Chicks. After a man had dinner, he started feeling chest pains and went to the ER. Turns out, it was just indigestion. But when he came home, his wife was asleep and had drafted his obituary.
Yes.
Did she give up on him a little too quickly?
She's like, pull the plug, doctor. He's not well.
I don't think it was indigestion because of, you know, sour cream on a bot. I think she's poisoning him. And she's like, it was not enough.
Damn it.
To be fair, I would love to see my obituary.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
I would love it.
Of course Hunter would.
I've thought about it before. The only thing I want in my obituary is Hunter died doing what he loves, your mother. That's it. That's all I want.
That's
you know
so
what?
Good.
I want you to have that.
That's it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's subtle.
It's so you.
It's subtle.
I don't know about the obituary, but I've thought a lot about my funeral. I was talking about this earlier. I see latex fog machines. I want it to be like an underground, like Berlin nightclub.
Oh, great.
With just like shirtless men and like beef carpaccio. I don't know why.
Okay.
Sexy.
Okay.
Slithery. Yeah. Everyone with black veils just throwing themselves on the ground in despair.
Beef carpaccio might be one of the hardest things to eat when someone just died and you don't know what you're eating.
Yeah.
You know? It's
That's
a little
why it's
soil
funny.
And greeny.
Yes.
I haven't thought about that, what I would want in my
Because you're
obituary.
Healthy and stable.
I'm not.
We've discussed a lot of threesome stories on the show, but never one like this. A woman wanted to surprise her boyfriend with a threesome, so she turned to Tinder and found a match. She blindfolded her boyfriend, ooh, and they got down to business. But when he took the blindfold off, he realized he was hooking up with his ex. His girlfriend had no idea, and his ex ran out of the house immediately. What the f-?
First of all, this is what he always wanted.
Yeah.
And the ex knew. She knew who he was when he... She knows his smell, she knows his touch, she knows his penis. She knew.
True.
The ex definitely knew, but now the girlfriend, mm-hmm, who did this whole thing, it's weird for everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The reality of it is that the ex knew what she was doing. She was ruining that damn relationship. She knew what, yeah, she was doing.
She is sketchy. I like her.
You know, it's probably her idea. She probably walked into, like, she was DMing with the girl. She's like, you know what'd be sexy? If we blindfolded him so that he didn't recognize that we broke up a couple years ago, you know?
Right.
And that was all her idea.
Yeah.
What a mastermind.
Yeah,
love her. Book her on this show.
Good girl. Yeah. Anyway, this is a friendly reminder to always check your shoes because you never know what you could be hiding in there.
No.
Oh my God.
Are you videotaping this? You're videotaping this?
Bro, I feel like a TV. Bro, this thing is so strong. Bro.
Oh my gosh, bro. This is bad. Holy crap.
I'm like breaking a sweat.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't realize how fast that thing was gonna be.
It's a fast mother.
It's the fact that the centipede didn't want to be there either.
Oh.
Like, I can't do that, Hunter. I would have freaked out.
Oof.
Yeah, honestly, I'd rather be a part of the human centipede than that centipede. So.
For real. For real.
I'd rather be middled up.
Bugs I'm kind of okay with. Those shoes aren't great, so, like, I would probably just toss them. But depending on the price... Does that mean? Sorry, I'm so sorry.
When there's like a rim of dust sweat around the top of a white shoe, mm-hmm, it's a
time
sign
to go.
That those are your gym shoes at max, you know?
Yeah.
To be fair, though, if anybody needs a shoe, it's a centipede.
Yeah.
Needs a bunch
That's
of
so
them.
So stupid.
How many do they need?
So
how many?
If you guys enjoyed some of this content, don't forget to set your DVR. And thank you to our beautiful co-hosts today. Thank you guys so much. Follow them on all their socials, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye. You're pretty.